A U.S. government official says a gunman who killed three police officers and wounded three others in the city of Baton Rouge served in the Marine Corps. The suspect was shot dead in a gunfight with police. Authorities declined to offer any possible motive for the attack. In France, people pay tribute to victims of the terror attack in Nice on the second day of national mourning. The city's Muslim community also gathered in a mosque to honor those who lost their lives in the incident. The assault killed at least 84 people who were marking Bastille Day. Egyptian courts sentenced nearly a dozen supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi to death. The ongoing prosecution of anti-government activists has drawn criticism from international human rights groups. Since Morsi's ouster in 2013, thousands of his supporters and members of the Muslim Brotherhood movement have been jailed. In Turkey, thousands of people have held rallies in the capital Ankara, Istanbul, and other major cities to show their support for the government in the wake of Friday's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he would consider reinstating the death penalty to punish coup plotters. The Turkish government says nearly 150 military personnel were arrested on Sunday in connection with the country's foiled coup. Ankara has already detained nearly 6,000 suspects linked with the abortive military takeover. Turkish authorities say the death toll from the putsch has passed 290. The Iraqi army, backed by popular mobilization forces, has liberated six villages in Anbar province from Daesh terrorists. At least five terrorists have also been killed in a rocket attack by Iraqi forces in the same province. The Iraqi army has struck serious blows to Daesh terrorists over the past months. In Bahrain, police have clashed with demonstrators protesting against the dissolution of the Al-Wefaq opposition movement. Police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in the capital, Manama. Al-Wefaq is critical of Manama's policies and has been fighting for democracy in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. Iran slams a Bahraini court's decision to dissolve the country's main opposition movement, Al-Wefaq, as unconstructive. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said such decisions show that Bahrain is unwilling to resolve the ongoing crisis. Behram Qasemi added that these moves will pave the way for more aggressive approaches in Bahrain.